So what's happening in the player market?
So yesterday the Eels announced that they've signed 200-game veteran Mitch Rein on a one-year deal as a backup hooker to Reid Marnie. And it's a huge signing because you remember in the finals where Reid Marnie was out with the shoulder reconstruction and they brought Ray Stone in. And, you know, some could argue if Reid was there or an established hooker was there, Parramatta might win. Ray had a couple of errors, so that wasn't great. Mitch Rein played over 200 games in his NRL career, so handy pickup. Just this morning, the Cowboys have released Peter Holler. He's a prop. He's signed with the Canberra Raiders on a one-year deal from 2022. But for Cowboys fans, it seems like they're going to pick up Jermaine Tanua-Brown. He's played about 50 games for the New Zealand Warriors. They released him this morning. And he is rumoured to join the Cowboys on a two-year deal immediately. Also, the South Sydney Rabbitohs have continued their signings during the off-season. Remember, they announced the signing of the re-signing of Alex Johnston last week. They're hoping to re-sign Cody Walker. But now, this morning, they've announced the signing of Saliva Havili for the seasons of 2022 and 2023. He was another backup hooker slash lock that the Canberra Raiders used in their rotation for the past couple of seasons. He's played over 100 NRL games, so he'll be a nice backup option for the Rabbitohs behind Damien Cook. So a lot of movement so far this morning.
Yeah, and we were speaking about Tom Starling yesterday on this very segment, and then bang, out comes some news that he's found himself in some trouble up there on the Central Coast, and that could make a very big difference to what Canberra are thinking and what the West Tigers are thinking.
Well, yeah, he was arrested, and remember he had an off-field indiscretion before the start of this season as well, so not great for him so far. But, you know, like we said yesterday, he was earmarked to become the full-time hooker for the Canberra Raiders. But now, if this goes awry and he could spend some time on the sideline, then there's no reason that the Canberra Raiders would release Josh Hodgson to join the Tigers immediately.
Yeah, that's one to watch. Now, we've been speaking about roadmaps this morning and the Gold Coast Titans coming out and saying what they've said about what they want to achieve in between now and 2030. And most of our listeners have agreed that it's a good thing. I think we only had one against, which said, don't like it, puts too much pressure on them. So, as a Roosters fan,
yes,
if I could say to you, what do you want your club to realistically achieve over the next 9 years, what are you going to tell me?
Well, hopefully no more big injuries like we've had in the last two seasons. But if you look at the last decade, all right, three premierships, 2013, 2018 and 2019, I don't see why we can't match that. You know, at least three premierships. I think that's attainable with the squad that we have. I think, I mean, I'm not trying to sound boastful, but, you know, whenever you've got a team like the Melbourne Storm or the Sydney Roosters, like an organisation as professional as that, you're always aiming for success. It's just funny, isn't it? You never see the Roosters or the Storm or even the Broncos of old come out with these big releases. As you mentioned, the Parramatta Eels did it a couple of years ago. It's always I can probably use it harshly, the underachieving clubs, who I guess are trying to get some good PR. But, yeah, Roosters probably just matched the three premierships we got in the last decade.
All right, no worries. You just aim for the skies, reach for the stars. That's the way to do it. So have we settled on what our sting needs to be?
I like the second one.
You voted for number two. I reckon what we need to do just quickly is we need to have a look between number three, the Daggy Old School.
Yeah.
Can we roll that out, Matty P?
And now, the NRL player transfer window update.
I feel like I'm in the 1950s.
that's exactly what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's working. Okay. Look, I think that's got a certain ping to it, a bit of fizz in it. What about the funky one?
And now, the NRL player transfer window update.
Yeah. Brought to you by Matty P.
That gets you excited. I like
that. That gets you moving, doesn't it? Okay, I think we've settled on that. Maybe we can use the old school one to wrap it up. That was your NRL update. Good on you guys. That was a lot of fun. Thank you very much, folks. We'll join you again tomorrow at 9.